So this episode is going to be kind of casual. We talk a lot about business things, but we thought, oh, let's tell some stories. Let's tell some stories about our moves.
Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life?
We have, and the answer wasn't what we expected.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson. We made a really big decision to do a complete rebrand of our four-year-old relocations company. New look, new business model, the works.
Some people might think we're crazy. Do you? But it's what we needed to do in order to better align ourselves with our goals for our company.
In this podcast, we talk about not only our journey through rebranding, but all things business. Marketing, building your client base, social media.
In fact, there is never an end to the topics we will discuss here. So, we invite you now to sit back, take notes, and enjoy the One Crazy Journey podcast.
Welcome to the One Crazy Journey podcast. We are at episode 50.
Welcome. We're so excited to have you here as always. But before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to the One Crazy Journey podcast. We put on new episodes every Monday. And if you're a loyal listener and you're listening right now, go ahead and give us a review. Write us five stars because we love to hear what you love about the podcast. And if you want to follow us on our social medias, you can follow us at the One Crazy Journey podcast on Instagram and also everything.nv. So you can follow us everywhere. We can be followed. We got new headphones, so we're just adjusting them.
Yeah, they actually sound really good. We could hear out of both ears. Before, we were gimping along on some that were old, and sometimes we couldn't hear out of either ear.
I know. So we're like, I was just adjusting it real quick. Got to get back into our grind routine.
Yeah, and we're here in Stetson's home office recording, which is our new recording studio. Stetson's cat is now here with us, and she's like the mascot of the office.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be... If when I'm in here, she like lays on my computer, I'm like, she'll delete half a email, look like I can push it back. I'm like, yeah.
So note to self, don't leave the computer
open. Do not, because she just pushes buttons I've never pushed and it does weird things. So I just got back from Arizona and I was so tired the other day. I got back late. Well, basically early Thursday.
Early
morning.
In the morning. Now, what time did you get in? I don't even know.
We landed late and then we got in like 12:30.
Oh,
and then we had to drive 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I went to bed at like 2.
Yeah.
By the time I got home and got ready and stuff. And then we almost missed our flight.
How did that happen?
You didn't hear about this yet. But we booked the flights months ago to go to Arizona because we had 8 people. So we booked them months ago. And so the original flights were, we were going to leave, like coming back. We were going to leave at 2.
In the afternoon,
which is a good time. You don't have to rush to get to the airport.
Yeah.
But we ended up leaving at 7 because they changed our flights. So they changed our flights to having a 30-minute layover.
Where did you lay over?
Connecting flights, Seattle.
Okay.
So we were already like crunched for time kind of just because like you only have 30 minutes. So you do have to be speedy, you know, get off the flight and be quick. Like you can make it. But that's the minimum time.
That's not a lot of time, especially when you have to change terminals, because I think from the bigger planes to the smaller planes, because flying into Medford, Oregon, they only allow those small planes, the little turboprop planes or the little mini jets. So you usually have to hop on the train.
That's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we just have to be quick. And people were like worried about not making it already.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, don't think about it. Like, we'll make it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Stay positive.
And then a few hours before our flight left off, I checked the app and it said that our flight leaving from Arizona got delayed by 10 minutes.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, now we have 20 minutes to get our flight. Our cat's like trying to play with the cords. My cat is.
She's playing with the little piece of wire that was holding.
Don't chew on stuff. So now everyone was kind of freaking out a little bit because we're like, okay, we have 20 minutes basically if you're thinking. But I'm like, Delta always is early. They always land early.
Yeah.
So
So you were still relaxed about it going, we're going to be fine.
Yeah. And so we went and got like a couple drinks because we were there for the airport for like 3 hours, 4 hours because we had to check out of our room, turn in the car. And so we just hung out there.
Yeah.
So they didn't start boarding till like 10 minutes late.
This was in Arizona?
Because there was a storm 5 miles away with lightning. So I guess if there's lightning, they have to wait for it to like move farther away for safety.
Oh, is this why you left late then? Mm-hmm. Because of the storm?
Well, it was already laid over. It was already pushed out because the previous flight was running a little bit behind. But then they ended up getting caught up. But they still had to board late because of the lightning. because they can't bring out like that metal thing where you walk, you know, the metal tube.
Yeah.
For safety.
Yeah.
So they had to wait. They had to wait like 10 minutes. So we already boarded late.
Oh. Yeah.
And then we get on the plane and they're like, so we're going to have to drive around a storm. So it's going to add 15 minutes onto our trip. And at that time,
because like, you had to fly around the storm. Mm-hmm.
So we had to go like towards California and then up, I guess, or something.
Oh.
So at this time, we're all checking our phones like, okay, if we don't make it, let's look at the other flights to see when we can get out.
Yeah.
All the flights were booked. And the earliest that we could get out that was on Delta was 10 p.m. the next day.
10 p.m.?
And there was not enough seats.
Eight of you.
There was like one seat at this time, one seat at this time. And they're all different airlines. And they were all booked. And then we're like, okay, if we... Worst comes to worst, we can like wait and then get a hotel. All the hotels are booked.
Oh,
worst comes to worst, we can drive home. All the rental cars are booked. Solid.
Oh gosh.
So we're like,
yeah, because there's a low, I was going to say, yeah, getting a rental car is hardly, you can't get them because their inventory doesn't exist anymore because they got rid of all their cars.
So we're like, COVID. Okay. Oh. Worst comes to worst, we're going to be stuck here
for
in the airport
whole day.
And we're going to have someone come pick us up, or we're all going to have to take random different flights back.
Yeah.
On different airlines at completely different times.
Were you starting to think, okay, who do we know that owns a van or a Suburban?
I know. Well, one of our friends was like, my boyfriend's going to come pick me up. She's like, I'm not staying here. She was like, so ready to go home. Anyway, so we are on the flight. We're like, well, we can't do anything about it now. Hopefully we leave early. So then we fly. And then we're like, okay, I think we're going to get here on like, not too bad. We land at like 10:30. We're like, it's 10:30. We have 15 minutes to get to our connecting flight. Our flight left at 4:45.
Yeah.
Or 10:45.
Yeah.
We sat there for like 20, 25 minutes waiting for
a, just to get to the gate,
waiting for a flight, waiting for a other aircraft to move.
Cause they were in your
and
spot.
And then they moved.
Gate?
And then the flight attendant or the pilot comes on and he's like, raise your hand if you have a connecting flight. And he's like, there's 19 people. So everyone raise your hand. And we like all raise our hand.
It's like half the plane.
No, it was a big plane because it was coming from Arizona and landing.
But half of the 19 people
had like a connecting flight right then. He's like, we know we're running behind, but we just have to wait for people to help us park because we're really understaffed. So then we had to wait again for people to help them park. So we're just sitting in there. I'm looking at the time, 10:45 passes, 10:50 passes.
Yeah. But the beauty of flying the same airline all the way is sometimes they talk to them and they tell them to hold the flight because they know that there's issues.
Exactly.
But like if you were flying a different airline, it'd be like,
so we got lucky because we were flying all Delta.
Yeah.
But I was just looking, I was like, it's 10:55 and we're still on this plane. Like that's never happened to me. And so luckily, they said, can you guys like let these people go? Like, cause they're trying to get off and they have a really immediate connecting flight. So we like came up with a plan. One of our friends was like, okay, I'm going to run ahead. You guys grab my bag and I'm going to just sprint and tell them that we're coming. So she like ran as soon as we finally were able to park. She literally sprints down and just we're just like running. And then all of us are like running in the airport, like freaking taking, like dragging our suitcases. And we're like, wait, we can make it. And then we see the front, you know, the people that manage the desk, she's waving the tickets, Medford, like yelling.
Oh, so that you knew, she so like let you know what gate to go to.
And then she's like, I already printed out your boarding passes. I know there's 8 of you that you're all together. Just scan. So we're just like scanning as quick as we can.
Oh my gosh.
And then we get on and the pilot's standing there. He's like, I was waiting for you guys. We're like, thank you so much.
Thank
Cause we would have been stuck. And I think like if it was during the day, like, cause if a flight's late, it kind of like pushes back all the other flights. You know what I mean? Like they can't just wait 30 minutes because they waited 30 minutes for us.
Yeah.
Because then it just pushes back the other flights.
Yeah. They can only wait so long.
So that's what the flight attendants were saying. They can wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Over. And then if you don't make it. And so I was just like, you guys,
we're not going to make it.
But it's just because it was the last flight out. And once they landed in Medford, they weren't going to go anywhere because we landed at like 12:30.
And you know what airlines used to do in this situation? That they would put you up in a hotel for the night.
I know.
But since there's no hotels available.
There was going to be no hotels.
Like what?
So I'm saying we're just going to get, if we don't make it, we're going to get drunk in the airport and do a scavenger hunt.
There you go. Well, maybe they would have given you at least like lounge passes or something where you could have gone into the Delta lounge to hang out and then go get drunk and then do your scavenger
hunt. I mean, we were thinking of, we were just like, we're going to be screwed.
Oh,
so anyways, luckily
gosh.
We made it and so, I was texting Brandon. And I was like, I don't think we're going to make it.
Yeah.
I texted him that before. Cause I was like, we're already boarding 20 minutes late. And then they said 15 minutes
Yeah,
added on, but luckily they landed a little sooner And then we're like, you guys, we have 15 minutes. We'll make it. You know, we have 10 minutes to get up there and run. Waited. I was like, you guys, we are not making it. So anyways, it's a good adrenaline rush. And luckily they waited. And it was just because it was eight people. So going to Medford, leaving eight people.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's a pretty big deal.
Like, so we two got people lucky. Is like, sorry, we'll give you some dinner vouchers.
Exactly.
You know, but
eight people. The same airline for sure. Yeah. And everyone, like, well, and, when we got on the plane, they're like, you made it. And we're like, thank you guys. Like, because I'm sure the pilot told them, like, we're waiting for this group.
You know, I mean, why they could see wait?
The layovers.
And you know why they could wait? Probably because that plane was probably not going to leave until
that's
next morning.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I think that's why they were able to wait. So we just got lucky because.
Yeah, because otherwise they could only wait.
That's what I'm saying.
5 minutes.
The whole thing. Yeah, because the whole thing would just get backed up because then they would get laid over. So it's just like a ripple effect.
So thank goodness the plane shut down for the night. They just park and then they take off again at 5 in the morning or
and
whatever.
And so I think that's why. So then we got in later.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh my gosh, we're not going to make it. So it was
stressful.
Fun. With eight people. Well, I mean, everything with takes longer with eight people too.
Always, it's like, okay, they got bathroom breaks take longer. Just chatting, just walking takes longer because you're talking and, you know.
Yeah. So it was fun. Oh. And the trip was super fun, really. It was super fun. But yeah, I was just tired and I got back just staying up late and
just the adrenaline of being
going to bed at two.
Yeah.
You're going to be tired just from traveling. But
just the activities of the funny thing. I mean, I saw your stories. You didn't put much, but you know, just all the fun that you had and being on, like just being awake and active.
Yeah. And we stayed up pretty late, like most of a couple nights. We stayed up pretty late.
So you rented a house, huh?
Yeah. Airbnb. It was a big house with a pool. Yeah. Really nice
area.
Hopefully
you took some pictures you can show me later.
I didn't take any pictures of the house.
Darn.
I was barely on my phone. Yeah. Which was kind of nice. Yeah. I just like left it.
Yeah.
So no, we weren't, I didn't even take pictures. We didn't even take pictures of the pool, but I had a big pool. It was 1, 2, 3, 4 bedroom, 2, 3 bath.
Nice.
And then super big kitchen, lounge area and stuff. So
I can't believe somebody would just rent their entire house out there in Scottsdale.
Yeah. I think they just leave during summers probably. And I mean, everyone's like super wealthy there. It's just so funny to see the cars there. Cause like,
isn't it
in Grants Pass, you know, it's Hondas. Like if someone has a nice car, you're like, okay, they kind of stand out there. It's like Mercedes, BMW.
Yeah. That's just like average car.
Yeah. Porsche. Like brand it's just Jeep. Like,
yeah,
we didn't see any, barely any like cheaper cars. We were probably the ones that like were driving Honda, the Toyota. Cheap ones because we had a Honda and a Nissan because of the cars we rented.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was super fun.
Scottsdale's nice. Yeah. And a lot of snowbirds. I mean, people do, they leave and they used to just leave their house there with like a, I don't know, you know, somebody watching it. So quite a trip.
Yeah. So it was really fun.
So this episode is going to be kind of casual. We talk a lot about business things, but we thought, well, let's tell some stories. Let's tell some stories about our moves.
That was my story. I'm just kidding.
That was Stetson's story. Yeah. We thought we could share some of our more memorable ones, even if it's just little tidbits of stories. Like, I wish I could remember some of the comments that people share to us. Like, sometimes they're kind of intimate. Like, we moved this couple. This was older couple when we did a senior move. You might remember this. And the guy said, yeah, when I met his wife, because they'd been married for like 65 plus years or something.
Yeah.
And we were hanging some artwork, or we moved them into a cottage from a private home into a cottage. And he says how he met his wife. And he said he was fresh off the boat. He was in the Navy, fresh off the boat. And he was really horny. And she was the first,
that
walked by.
Yeah. And then one time, she had remember all those ashes that like one,
oh my gosh,
ended up on my hand and it was disgusting. Like, wow, this is really dusty.
And
it's not dust.
Stetson realized it was ashes. Yeah.
But she had like her husband's ashes, her ex-wife's ashes. Like she had everybody's ashes. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Cause she had been married twice before. So yeah, she had her first husband's ashes.
And then
her second husband who was a widower. So he had his deceased wife's ashes. And then when he passed away, she ended up with those too. So she had two husbands and the ex-wife, the deceased wife's ashes.
Okay, and you want to take them all with you? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so we did. Okay. And then Stetson's going to move one out because we set
it was in a bag,
up.
But if the thing, one of them was in a bag and I think it was the ex-wife's because she's like, I don't care about these. I don't even know you. It was in a bag, like a gift bag.
It was a white.
And like then I was like, bag. We were going through the closet, like getting stuff out, like doing wardrobes and stuff. And I was like, what is this? It's like super dusty.
And really fine dust.
Yeah. And then I looked at it and I was like, this is an urn. And luckily I had gloves on, yeah. Didn't I? Yes, I think I did. But I was like,
yeah. And you said that luckily I have.
Please. I was like, I need to go take these gloves off right now. It's like, oh my gosh, that is not dust. That is
no
person. Normally those aren't supposed to leak.
No. And the lid had just popped open. I went over and looked, and I go, oh like, yeah.
And I think we should throw this away. I'm sorry. Up.
Yeah. We didn't. We just joked but around.
Yeah.
No, we did not. But anyway, that was a funny story. And then, oh my gosh, one of our more recent ones, we're not going to share anybody's names or where they are and everything, but we moved somebody and it was one of our bigger moves, but he had over 5,000 DVDs.
Yeah. It was a senior move.
And he had said he'd been retired for like 30 years. He was in his 90s.
And we thought he was joking because
he had a stack of DVDs sitting next to his couch, 200 DVDs sitting there maybe. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh yeah, he's joking. He goes, no, seriously. So we went upstairs and he had this entire room because it was a four bedroom house. And one of those rooms
stacked high to the ceiling.
And on the floor, piles and piles of DVDs. And then he says, yeah, this is what I've been doing for the last 30 years of my retirement. It's just buying DVDs.
I'm like, how much money did you spend on these DVDs?
Yeah, when you think, like, even if it was $5.90, let's call it $5 a DVD.
Anything Netflix or whatever, they don't have good movies. I'm like, okay, well, now I realize why we switched over to digital. Because DVDs take up a lot of room.
He had more DVDs than
all of them.
Yeah, and we did.
We did because
he gave some away, but
money.
Yeah, and we set it up beautifully. We set up cabinets. I mean, he had shelves already, but we combined some other shelves he had in other rooms.
And he's like, I want to try and keep them in order. We're like,
No, that's not happening.
How are you going to remember the order of these DVDs? It's not like they were in alphabetical.
No.
At all.
He just had them in sections, it seems. But we did keep a pretty good order.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We labeled all the boxes.
Yeah.
On this shelf, shelf A, shelf B.
He had eight floor to ceiling shelves and then some shorter ones. And so we kept them organized. And then he was thrilled. And it looked way better after we were done than it did at his other house because everything was on a shelf now.
And it wasn't dusty anymore.
So. No, we dusted them off. So that was a pretty crazy one. And then the time we moved some really expensive crystal. It was amazing. And then we found out later, because we had a little incident on that move and there was a couple of broken pieces that the movers had a little incident. But when we were looking at the value for those things, because they were from like the 1800s, one piece was worth $3,000 just for one little piece of crystal.
I can't believe we did that stuff.
Oh,
that was like, and I mean, like we said, we probably only broken three things total on a move and it was, but not us. I'm saying that was not our fault.
No.
We packed, it was good. And it was how it was broken. It was like, there was four boxes.
And each box had like one thing broken in
the corner. Whole corner of the box.
Yeah.
Each box in the exact same corner just looked like it got smashed. And so it's like those things got ruined in the corner. But, and that move, it was just crazy. But it was just like, she wanted to bring all this stuff and all this china. She had this china set for like 20 people. And it was the big plate, smaller plate, mini plate, even littler plate. And then
all the way down to the cup and saucer.
Yeah. Different cup, different saucer, different thing. It was just like the craziest thing.
Yeah. And that was only one of her, five or six sets of china.
Yeah, that she wanted to bring.
Huge house that she lived in too. And this house was all just for entertainment because it only had like two bedrooms.
Yeah.
It had like four bathrooms, an office, and like two master bedrooms.
Yeah. And that was it. And then
it was like
living area.
Almost 5,000 square feet.
Yeah. It was huge.
Dining room sat like 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So we had to do that. Just packing all of that up. Whew, we've moved some crazy things.
Yeah. And the little things that we find when we're moving too, like, I remember finding a banana, a petrified banana in a drawer that somebody just, you wonder how it got in there.
Yeah.
And then it was just completely, completely gone of any moisture at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think I took a picture of that. I probably still have it if I looked for it. But yeah, just interesting stories that we come across. And it's fun. You know, everyone is different. We always learn something. We always learn.
One of the last things we just did before a big contract job, like he had his house was like a museum. Oh, the guy that clicked the DVDs.
Oh.
His house was like a museum. Like he had the craziest stuff from all over the world. And he was like, yeah, the people that are going to buy it, I'm just going to give it to them. He like, the only thing he cared about was his DVDs. That's the only thing.
That
he
was didn't it.
About anything else.
Yeah.
He wanted to bring like 10 things from his collection.
He didn't even want clothes.
No, he said no.
He says, this is, I live in shorts and flip flops and t-shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly just DVD boxes for that move.
Yeah. Oh, story about that move too. So later, so we moved him in and his wife was in a hospital at the time and she was going to be released. And so when she comes back, we get a phone call from the marketing director where we moved them. And she said, oh, do you remember packing any clothes for the wife? And we're like, we packed some, but he felt like she didn't need much. So we left pretty much everything behind.
Yeah, because he thought she already had clothes that he took with her.
Yeah.
That she took with her.
And he thought that was enough because he wears like 2 pair of shorts and 2 t-shirts. So he thought, well, that's all she needs because this is all I need.
And we thought she had clothes.
Like, yeah. And then it turns out
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Or we would have packed more.
So it turns out that she didn't have any, but the house was still intact. So we just said here, I told them exactly where to find the house, the clothes. So they sent a representative back to the house and they got her clothes in the closet. And there were also clothes that we had pulled out for donation, brand new things that she had, like
they had
brand
so
new
much
shorts.
Stuff. They were just throwing stuff away, which I get. Like that's what's nice about some people is they are just ready to like, I don't care
let
about
things
anything.
Go.
Like, I just want this and that's it.
Yeah.
He was just tossing things, which is great.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. Like just bring random junk with you.
Yeah, you know, the folks that do their own editing before, they've made that decision like, I do not want to have this surrounding me anymore. I'm done. I just want things simple. I want things clean. And we've moved a lot of people like that, which is great because then they just take their favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the other end, it looks amazing, looks beautiful versus having to bring like, oh my gosh, you know, we moved a gal who's an artist and she wanted to bring everything. And her daughter had come out from, her daughter lived in another state. She flew in just to work with her. And we had all that artwork and we filled up one of the bathrooms with all the artwork, all of her art supplies, not artwork. She had art supplies.
Yeah.
So she moved into a 2-bedroom, 2-bath and Stetson set up this amazing pantry in one of the closets because the kitchen was just a kitchenette.
Yeah. It was tiny,
but she wanted to bring like a year's worth of food and the daughter tried her best. She tried to say, Mom, you know, you have meals made for you. You don't need it. And then all the art supplies, but oh my gosh, we worked some miracles on that job.
And she had a lot of books too.
Lots of books.
She had like
no TV. Yeah, she didn't like to watch TV. She just liked to
read. That was the first person we moved without a TV.
I said that. Yeah, she did not have not even one. No. She listened to music. She had her little
and she had an Bose old little thing. Cat that was really frail.
An ancient kitty.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Lovely walking around.
Right.
Poor kitty. So cute though.
Yeah. And then remember the facility gave her one of those easy, like the cat litter, just things like you have one of those automatic.
The automatic things. Ones.
Yeah. Yeah. That was their gift to her.
They were like, well, that's probably helpful because they probably are the ones that have to do it.
Oh yeah, probably. So maybe they give all their,
like here.
All their residents with cats. Maybe
they just have to change the tray. Oh my gosh. So crazy.
Yeah. But it's fun. But we thought we'd just share a few little stories. Maybe it could be a little entertainment for our 50th episode. We're not feeling very motivated about topics today.
No.
We just wanted to do something kind of fun where we didn't have to put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah. But if you have any topics that you want to hear about, or if you have any questions that you have, like that you want us to answer on the podcast, like send us a DM and we'll talk about them because we want to do like Q&As and stuff like that. If you have any crazy stories you have that you want us to share.
We would love to share. Yeah. If you've got any crazy story, yes, please shoot them our way because we'll share it on the podcast. It'll be fun. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the One Crazy Journey podcast, where we have a brand new episode every Monday.
Like what you hear? Then subscribe so you never miss a show.
And while you're at it, why not hop over to our Instagram at everything.nb and follow us there so you can keep up with our stories.
And on a side note, we often make references in our episodes about the programs, books, and apps and other tools that we love.
If you would like to know what these tools are, then take a look at the show notes for this episode and find the link to our free resource guide.
Well, that's it for today. So you can listen to us next time on the One Crazy Journey podcast.
And if you use your imagination, you can see us too.